Views expressed on the following program are designed to amplify those of the speaker and are not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.
And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. Are we praying like Jesus said to pray? Interesting question. We'll talk about that. Plus, Meanie, Weenie, and Mr. Cool Dude. And Johnny Hill joins us live in the studio.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn towards drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. After 35 years of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined KAAM, and this radio program began. You're about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Yeah, that's good. Politics, entertainment, and current events, personal revelations, spiritual observations, my life's insanities, and oy vey, so much more. Hey. I remember that. Hey, we're asking you, what do you think? Give us a call, 972-445-0770. 972-445-0770. Any topic is, of course, open for conversation because it's not professional radio. It's just radio. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, the David Spoon Experience. So buckle up, little campers. Here we go. First and foremost, before we do our Dr. Brandon Brown, I got to double check with Wonder Julie. Did that title on that second one catch you off guard? Was that not okay? Or the meanie one? Were we all right with that or not?
I didn't listen.
Oh. I just want to say, Wonder Julie, that you are becoming more and more like the people I know.
I'm just being honest.
I would rather you be honest than anything else, and you know that. That is the absolute truth. That's pretty funny, though, but it's the absolute truth. All right, let's talk about Dr. Brandon Brown, or Dr. B. That's right, that's Flight of the Bumblebee, people. That's a classic. All right, Dr. Brandon Brown, he is in charge of the specific chiropractic center in Richardson. So I want you to know a couple things. My wife just left there 10, 15, 20 minutes ago. Everything going so much better for her. She is just operating in much less pain. Now, I just think that's cool. Sometimes the Lord will use instant moment and touch you. Sometimes he'll have you go through therapy. Sometimes he'll have you go to a doctor. Whatever it is that it's going to come about in your direction, I can tell you one thing. If you're going down the chiropractic trail, then it's a good idea to go to somebody who's a brother who not only can work the adjustment part for you, but can also pray with you. I mean, how bad is that? That's not bad. That's a fantastic element that Dr. Brown will pray with you as well as talk to you, as well as walk you through it. His number, 972-454-9363. 972-454-9363. His URL, which, by the way, when we get together, I'm going to have him change it.
He doesn't know that yet.
That's at $9.99, Doc. You're going to have to do it. It's right now. It's richardson.thespecific.com. Well, who's going to remake? Come on. But in the meantime, you can go to davidspoon.com, go under sponsors, click the button, bam, he's got his link right on the website. So that'll make that easier. But his phone number, 972-454-9363. And don't tell me, my wife goes from Fate to Richardson to go to him. So don't tell me,
well, that's like 10 minutes.
Okay, I don't want to hear about that. All right? If you're in pain, you will do what it takes to get better. Dr. B, Cairo Extraordinaire. That's good. Cairo Extraordinaire. 972-454-9363. All right. So I got Johnny Hill hanging out with me. We're going to talk in a little bit. I got a couple things we got to cover before we get there. The important things, I got a trivia question. That's right. I got a trivia question. right. So I wasn't real happy with yesterday's response because we didn't have one. So I didn't like that. You know, why would I like that? I don't like that. So let's see how sharp the sharp minds are. This is coming out of Genesis, of course. Who were the first twins mentioned in the Bible? Ah! That's right. You thought I was going to come in with something super easy, like what happens when you mix yellow and blue, you get green. Wrong. 972-445-0770. Who were the first twins mentioned in the Bible? 972-445-0770. All right. We've got a couple of things I want to cover. Just a brief recap. I'm not going to spend a lot of time on this, but just a brief recap on the interview yesterday with Freedom from Religion Foundation. We made nice off air. But probably not going to see them back on. Probably not. But, you know, we did our best. I don't think he can hear me saying, you know, atheism is a religion. But he was wrong. It is. That's all I can do about that. Oh, we got the phone ringing. Let's take that. This is David. Who am I talking to?
Hi, David. This is Lynette.
Hi, Lynette. How you doing?
I'm all right. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. It's Thursday, so we're rounding the corner towards Friday. So for me, that's not that bad.
Not bad at all.
Not bad. Do you think you know the answer to this question? This is a good question. So I'm really going to be proud. We're really going to be impressed if you can answer this. The first set of twins. Do you know the answer to that?
Well, right off the bat, the only ones I can think of are Jacob and Esau. So
that
hopefully
is
the first.
Correct. You are correct.
All
now,
right.
Yeah. Now, if there were somebody that were twins prior, we just don't have the record. In other words, there could have been other twins, and there probably was other twins, but nothing that we have on a scriptural basis for a record. So
right.
you got Jacob and Esau is the first twins mentioned. That's what you said, right?
Right.
You are the winner. Good job.
All right, cool. I just walked in. I don't even know what I won.
Well, here's the bad news. You ready for the bad news? You
I didn't win anything tangible. No,
yeah, you're right. That's the bad news.
That's okay. I won some self-pride, right?
You won that you know. But wait. Keep in mind, as we have a new sponsor who's coming on board who's going to be doing contests for trivia. So we're going to be giving away $100 gift cards, $50 gift cards. So you just want to stay tuned because it's coming your way. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, cool. So all right. Well, too bad this is not ahead of time, but that's okay. I'll keep calling.
Just keep in mind, you are Thursday winner of the day.
Cool. Thank you.
There you go. Thanks for calling in. I appreciate it.
All right. Have a great day, David.
You too. God bless you. Bye-bye. Nice job. I wish we had something I could actually give her. So we remember, for people who are listening out there who have businesses and you want to sponsor some of that, you can always come on board and do a sponsor on a contest where you'll get mentioned for the contest. It doesn't cost much, about $6 or $7 million a mention. What? Did I say that out loud? Oh, I did. Okay. All right, I will tell you what the special anniversary day is right after I tell you this other thing. I want to talk to you about praying like Jesus said to pray, and I don't want to waste any more time doing it. Let's go into Luke chapter 11, verse 1 through whatever I get to. It happened while Jesus was praying in a certain place. After he finished, one of his disciples said, "Lord, teach us to pray, just as John taught his disciples." And Jesus said to them, "When you pray, say, 'Father, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come. Give us each day our daily bread and forgive us our sins, for we ourselves also forgive everyone who's indebted to us, and lead us not into temptation.'" Keep in mind, this is the Luke version of the Matthew breakdown, right? He then said, so I want you to understand, this model, by the way, is the exact same model, ironically, as Matthew chapter 6 is, because what Jesus said was, when you pray, say, "Father, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, give us each day our daily bread, forgive us our sins, and lead us not into temptation." He identifies the identification of who the prayer is, the honor, the submission, the provision, the forgiveness received and given, and help with spiritual warfare. That's the model, same model that's in Matthew. But then Jesus in Luke, and I think Luke does this on purpose, I find it hard to believe he wouldn't. And the Holy Spirit working with Luke does this. He then goes on and says this. He said, suppose one of you has a friend and goes to him at midnight and says to him, friend, lend me 3 loaves. For a friend of mine has come from a journey and I have nothing to set before him. And from inside he says, don't bother me. My door has already been shut. My children and I are in bed. I cannot get up and give you anything. I tell you, even though he will not get up and give him anything because he's his friend, yet because of his persistence, he will get up and give him as much as he needs. So I say to you, ask and it will be given, seek and you will find, knock and it shall be opened to you. So let's just understand what Jesus did. As Luke is recounting that same prayer system and the same basics in identifying the model, he then adds, when you pray, be annoying. Okay, he doesn't say it like that, but he kind of says it like that, because what he's saying is, hey, when you're praying, you know, you got to be kind of like the guy that's knocking on the door. The other guy's going, leave me alone. I'm in bed. And you keep knocking and keep knocking. So I'm going to do a little sound effect for you. Get ready. Get ready. Here we go. This will drive Wonder Drew the crazy. Ready? Get ready. Get ready. Here we go. Somebody open the door. Guess what happens if you keep knocking? Eventually, somebody opens the door. Do you understand? That's the whole principle. Why? Well, it's kind of annoying. It's kind of like it doesn't stop. It's like, okay, that's enough. So what Jesus literally is teaching us is that persistence. Yeah, exactly. See that? If that happens every 10 seconds at your house, guess what you're doing? You're doing something. Now, you might answer the door with a friendly face or not a friendly face. You get that? You get
that? Ho, neighborinos.
So here's the bottom line. When you're praying, don't get distracted. When you're praying, keep praying. Be persistent. Now, I don't care if you're the person that says, well, in my theology, I pray and then I just thank God for it every 5 seconds or whatever. I don't care. Just be persistent. That part doesn't matter. You think that matters to God? God's like, well, I don't like exactly the formula you used, so I don't know. It's like, come on. Be persistent in your prayer. Just because you prayed one, if you want to say thank you over and over again, expecting it, say, I thank you for that thing I prayed for, and I can't wait for it to come, 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 and I can't wait for it to come. And you keep doing that, that's the idea. Okay? All right. I'm going to take a short break and come back because we are that crazy. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back.
Wow, look at that hail!
Wow, look at my neighbor's car!
Wow, look at your roof!
Uh-oh, it's time to call John.
John? Who is John? The apostle?
No, silly, he's our brother in the Lord. John from the Blessed Roofing Company.
You know the name of your roofer?
Not just his name, but his number, too.
What?
469-BLESSED. That's 469-BLESSED. Because the answer to my roofing problems is in their number and in the company name, the Blessed Roofing Company. Get it?
All right, let me get this straight. You know the name of your roofer, his phone number, and his company name off the top of your head?
And his website, theblessedroofingcompany.com. A roof over my head needs to be blessed, and his name and number and website are blessed too. In most cases, you can get a new roof with zero money out of pocket.
Well, now I know where I'm going for all my roofing needs. Whether it's a new roof, roof repairs, or free inspections, I'll call John at 469-BLESSED or go to theblessedroofingcompany.com.
With the Blessed Roofing Company, you've got it covered because reliability starts at the top.
A big portion of being guided is asking, prayer, when you're praying with people, fellowship amongst other people can lead you to guidance. It's happened on more than one occasion for me. Counsel is obviously very good, both spiritual and not necessarily biblical. Also, practical counsel is good. Circumstances often speak to us and give us guidance. Open doors, or for that fact, closed doors. We know his word gives us guidance. We know in 2 Corinthians 2:13 and 14, Paul said that he used peace of mind as an aspect of guidance. These are all the Holy Spirit leading and guiding us. Is, of course, the number one element for guidance is to be led by the Spirit, right? These are all hugely important.
The David Spoon Experience, weekdays at 2 on God Country, Texas, 770 KAAM.
Like any person searching for answers, I too have wondered about him. He has a weird sense of humor. If people are seeking wisdom and insight from the great teachers around the world, would they go to David? No, I don't think so. Those big ears really don't help. Will people enjoy his perspective on culture, politics, food, sports, and local and national news? I don't know. He's just a client. Tune in to the David Spoon Experience weekdays at 2 on KAAM.
Are you sitting there at home on your computer? Or maybe driving along in your car just listening to the radio? Is that app for this station working for you? Don't you wish you could reach people for your business? Introducing the Commercial Whammy. All you need to do is call KAAM at 972-445-1700 and ask for David Spoon. Or send him an email at davidspoonmedia@gmail.com. And bam! You've got your own Commercial Whammy.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Now, I'm going to do that differently because I decided the here in Texas has to be one phrase. So, here in Texas. It's got to be more like that. So, we're looking for that Samuel Elliott, while here in Texas, partner. You know, that kind of thing going on. So, I'm working on it. Hey, I didn't do a Felix the Cat one. Radio, Professor? Okay. So I got a little teaching we're going to do. I do want, was it Harriet who had called in? Was that who called in? Was that the, whoever called in, I think that was her name, right?
I wasn't listening.
You're killing me today. You know that, right? Right? You're killing me today.
I got stuff to do.
I know. I can't make her do stuff on this show. If you were the person that called in and won, I want you to call back Wonder Julie, and give her your number. Somebody wants to give you a gift. It is that, I'm serious. Somebody who called in and won the trivia earlier, I thought it was Harriet. I'm pretty sure. If I could be wrong, my you know, memory
I thought
is.
It was like Laura or someone.
Okay, maybe. You know what? My brain is like a pea.
Yeah.
It's like it just falls off. It doesn't have it. But if you call back, somebody wants to give you a gift. We can't give it to you directly from the show, but somebody else wants to give you a gift. It's up to you to call back on our number. What is our number? what is the number here? It's 972-445-0770, right? Okay.
Correct.
Oh, I got that right. All right. I'm not completely hopeless yet. All right, after we give that young lady an opportunity to call back. Yes, I called you a young lady. After she has that opportunity to call back, then and we get that information, we'll do another trivia. So I just want to give her a shot first. Email, davidspoonmedia@gmail.com. Website, davidspoonmedia.com. Let's see. Well, we got to do our next sponsor. And then at the bottom of the hour, Johnny Hill's going to be tall. Him and I are going to be fellowshipping, and we want you to fellowship with us. And we're going to have a good time just talking. You know, sharing in the Lord and seeing what the Lord is doing with somebody who was near death. How about that? I just think that's a cool thought process to think of it. But in the meantime, we're going to talk about our good friend, John.
Big John.
Now, as I told you, on my birthday, the number one song in the nation in that part of 1961 was Big John. I just find that to be amazing. And John is the owner of the Blessed Roofing Company. And if you have any roof damage. Now, is that wind? That's wind, right? How is that rain or hail, though? Oh, did we get wind? We did wind damage, too, right? You know, Texas gets all kinds of roof damage. You know, in California, if there's roof damage, it's because there's an earthquake. But it's not just a roof. It's the whole building. I'm just saying. So I'm just saying, for those that had rain, that's rain, if you have any damage or you might have damage or you see water leaking down your wall and it's going behind your big screen TV and there's sparks flying out from behind your TV, you probably want to give John a call. Odds are good you could have some trouble. He can be reached at 469-BLESSED, 469-BLESSED. John is the president and owner of the Blessed Roofing Company, which you can also go to theblessingroofingcompany.com, and he will do a free inspection. Free. How much? Free. How much? Free. And you can, out of pocket, little to no money out of pocket, get a repair or a replacement if the roof qualifies, but you can find out for free and find out just what's going on top of your head, because you want to make sure that that which covers your head is blessed. See? Good one. 469-BLESSED, 469-BLESSED, theblessedroofingcompany.com. You getting that education when you watch me do this stuff? Does this really kind of help you? I'm asking John if he gets that education, because he just has to sit here and he's listening, and he knows he's going to be on in the next segment, but it's like he has to put up with so much first. I'm starting to think we should pay him. I know that's what Wonder Julie thinks. Here we go. Today is National Yo-Yo Day. You didn't know that, huh? A little up and down for you right there. Duncan is the most commonly associated name with yo-yo. For those that don't know, Pedro Flores opened the Yo-Yo Manufacturing Company in Santa Barbara, California in 1828. But actually, the yo-yo comes way, way before that. I think they think that it comes out of China. But I thought that was a fascinating tidbit. And that was the name that the yo-yo was registered as a trademark. Ha-ha! Ha-ha! All right. Let's do this teaching. I'm going to do this teaching in minutes, what normally your pastor or the Bible study you go to takes 6 or 7 hours to teach. So I'm going to do this in minutes. A little bit of a joke. It's called Meanie Weenie or Mr. Cool Dude. Okay? Luke chapter 10. I taught this at a elementary school assembly. That doesn't mean it doesn't have a lot of meaning. It just means that's why it has the title it does. Luke chapter 10, verse 29 through 37. But wishing to justify himself, he said to Jesus, "And who is my neighbor?" Remember when Jesus said, "Love God with all your heart, soul, strength, and mind, and love your neighbor as you love yourself?" Well, then the person that asking was like, "Yeah, but then who's my neighbor?" Okay? A little bit of self-justifying. He was wishing to justify himself. That's what the scripture says. Jesus replied, "A man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell among robbers. They stripped him and beat him, and he went away leaving him half dead. And by chance, a priest was going down that road, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. Likewise, a Levite also, when he came to the place and saw him, passed by on the other side. But a Samaritan who was on the journey came upon him. And when he saw him, he felt compassion. And he came to him and bandaged up his wounds, pouring oil and wine on them. And he put him on his own beast and brought him to the inn and took care of him. Next day he took out 2 denarii and gave them to the innkeeper, said, 'Take care of him. Whatever more you spend, when I return, I will repay you.' For which of these three do you think proved to be a neighbor to the man who fell into the robber's hands?" And he said, the gentleman said, "The one who showed mercy to him." Then Jesus said to him, "Go and do the same." And if you listen to that story and you're honest, you're going, okay, but what's the answer? Like, I get it. I heard you, but what's the answer? Let's talk about a couple of things first, then I'm going to give you the answer. Ready? If you listen to your teacher teach this story, they always refer to Jesus talking about a road that people go down, and on this road, it was a dangerous road. And they always talk about this road was so dangerous that it was known for people to be, you know, robbed on this road, and they go into great depth, and Lang goes into depth, and the pulpit commentary goes into depth, and Barnes and Adam Clark and all these people go into great, great depth. Matthew Henry goes into all these great things. Here's the problem with that thinking, just so you can know up ahead of time. If this road is so dangerous, why are there 4 different people going down this road at 4 different times? That's number one. So back up just a little. Just because somebody says it from the pulpit doesn't make it so, okay? Because you got a priest going down. He's not taking a bodyguard with him. You got a Levite going down. probably doesn't know judo. He's got the one guy going down who got beat up. I don't know what happened there. And then you got another guy going down. Everybody's going down this road, the super dangerous road that nobody should go down. All these people in the story go down it. But the question really comes to bear when the guy says to Jesus, "Who is my neighbor?" Now I want you to be the Samaritan, who is the key in the story. What did the Samaritan do? He came upon this wounded man. So what does that mean? That means that your neighbor is anybody that God brings into your universe.
Idly-ho, neighborinos.
If you understand that walking through the path that you're walking, somebody comes into that path, that's your neighbor. Wait, what about the guy on the island that's the third one removed from the island that's over there on the island?
I'm sorry, did you run into him?
I mean, see what I'm saying? You can't hypothetical your neighbor. It's whoever God brings in your path. Now, can God do that through the television or through radio and put a heart of compassion for somebody to help or something? Of course. But it's whoever God brings into your path, into your journey, into your travels, even if they're not the nicest person or even if they are the nicest person. It doesn't even matter. Anybody that God brings into your universe is your neighbor. That's what the point is. And see, we make it complex. So we make it like this. We make it like this. And it's like, no. Guy's on a journey. Comes across a wounded guy. Now, we're not going to say much about the priest and the Levite because Jesus was already having problems with priests and Levites. Let's be honest. He didn't tell that story in the most favorable light for the priests and the Levites. Come on. I mean, it was a story, right? But the point is, anybody that God brings into your universe in any way, shape, or form, that's your neighbor. That's who you're supposed to have mercy on. That's who you're supposed to love. It's hard to love somebody you've never heard of or seen. You want to know why? Wait. You've never heard of them and you've never seen them? Call me crazy. Anyway, that's why it applies to anybody, but anybody that God brings into your path and into your life. It's kind of important to know that distinction. To miss that, not a brilliant idea. Okay, we're going to take our break and come back. Then we're going to talk to Johnny Hill for a while. He's going to hang out with us in fellowship. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Don't go anywhere.
Are you sitting there at home on your computer? Are you driving along in your car just listening to the radio? Is that app for this station working for you? Don't you wish you could reach people for your business? Introducing the Commercial Whammy. It slices, it dices, it cleans up dirty spots, lickety-split, and makes julienne fries. And right now, for a tremendous discount, you can have a Commercial Whammy too. All you need to do is call KAAM or send an email to davidspoonmedia@gmail.com, and bam! You have your own Commercial Whammy before you know it. Call now and you can get a second Commercial Whammy for half the price. That's right. Call now for your very own Commercial Whammy, 972-445-1700, or email davidspoonmedia@gmail.com. Don't delay. Call today. Operators are standing by.
We happen to be people who are able to, go with the Lord while the flow is going, while the river is going, while the joy is going, and then something comes in the way like a pebble, and then we trip and we're like, ay, 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 and we don't know what we're doing. Here's the key. You're never going to be good enough. You're never going to be this superhuman, beyond capacity, exactly like Jesus in everything you say or do in each moment. That's not happening.
The David Spoon Experience. You may be from a Baptist background, a Pentecostal background, a non-denominational background. David Spoon has that too. You may be from the Church of Christ, Presbyterian, Methodist, Church of God, or some other denomination. But if you're looking for a show that's Bible-based, Spirit-led, and a bit nutty, then give David a listen for a while. If you like it, great. If not, no worries. The David Spoon Experience. Weekdays at 2 on God Country, Texas, 770 KAAM.
Real estate. It's a bear out there.
You don't want to list your home for too little, and you don't want to buy a home for too much. You need the just right solution. You may be wondering what your house is worth and who can give you the service you deserve. If you're looking for a partner in your home sale, a person who will treat you and your home like family, then get in touch with Pam. There's a great deal of blood, sweat, and tears that went into your home. You should work with someone who understands and appreciates that. You should work with Pam. To call and talk to her is free. To have a consultation is free. To gain a partner in this venture is precious. Don't delay. Call Pam today. 817-505-5541. Or visit theblessedrealtycompany.com.
This is an agent with some real common sense and zeal. She has a great attitude while also being very nice and friendly. Pamela has a great amount of experience and education, but more than that, she's just real.
Pam Melchione, 817-505-5541. Or visit theblessedrealtycompany.com.
Uno, dos, one, two, tres, cuatro. Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. I want to let you know, if you want to go to the website, davidspoonmedia.com or davidspoon.com, either way, if you want to send us an email, you can do it right off the website, so it's not complex. So we had somebody answer the trivia question in the very beginning. We want to give them an opportunity to – somebody wanted to give them a gift. I have another trivia question that I'm getting ready to unleash, but before we do that, I'm just reminding the person who did answer the trivia question, it's hard to listen to a show for a straight hour. If you can imagine doing the show for two or three straight hours, that's hard too. So if you were the person that called in and got the answer right on the Twins, call back to our phone line here, 972-445-0770. You will have an opportunity to get a gift from somebody that wants to give it to you. That is a very cool thing. Number two, Johnny Hill, who's going to be hanging out with us right after we do our Pamela sponsorship line, he is going to be offering, the next time he's on the show, we're going to have two $25 gifts. Two $25 gifts. For trivia. Not this time, next time. So you guys want to be sharp, because I don't often tell too far ahead of time when somebody's coming on, primarily because I don't know. And most things are like within 48 hours or 72 hours. Let's see. I think somebody is calling. This might be the gal. So we'll see. So we're gonna find out. While that is taking place, is that the gal? Okay. This is David. What kind of hamburger can I get you? Oh, I'm kidding. This is David. Who am I talking to?
Hi, David. I would take a hamburger.
Okay, well, I can get you an In-N-Out burger, but the ones in California are better.
Well, hey, take me there. I'll eat one there.
Okay. Now, are you the gal that called in that one earlier?
I did, and I hear you saying somebody wants to give me a gift?
Somebody wants to give you a gift. So I don't do everything directly. I mean, we have people that will call in and do stuff. Somebody wants to give you a $50 gift for answering the question. Yeah, no, for real. For real. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to have Wonder Julie take your address information and phone number and have this person contact you, and then they can either send you a gift card or check or whatever. I don't know how that goes, but it's all legitimate. Wow. Nothing weird, nothing bizarre. I'm just making sure you know what, everything's okay. So that is kind of cool. You're like one of the first people that have that happen to.
Well, that is really cool. Thank you.
You are more than welcome, and I appreciate you listening, by the way. That's very cool too. So,
it's a lot of fun.
I'm glad
All right.
You like it.
Well, thanks a lot.
All right,
have
so
a
hang,
great day.
Hang, you too. Hang on. So I want to have Wonder Julie grab your phone and put you on hold. So there she goes to do that now. God bless you. All right. So I think that's it, right? Got her? Okay. Good? Okay. Good? Okay. All right. We'll do the read when we come back as she's getting the information. So let me introduce, for those that do not know, our very own Johnny Hill. Johnny has now done one thing that nobody else has done on this show. And he has been on three times.
Wow.
That's congratulations on that.
Thank
that's
you.
Good. Okay.
Thank you.
Pull the mic up just a little. So there you go. Okay. All right. He is in charge of Men of God Moving. Okay. Oh, somebody else is calling it. I hope they're not claiming the prize. He's in charge of Men of God Moving, and that's at menofgodmoving.com. And their phone number is 817-707-7672. 817-707-7672. And they got a Facebook site. You can go to Men of God Moving Christian Movers on the Facebook. I think if they put in Men of God Moving, will it come up? Just will the Facebook come up pretty much?
Yes, it will. Okay. Absolutely.
Okay. You don't know this, but Johnny was at death's door. So he's got like 60 seconds to do a recap on that, if he can. And then we're going to go from there. So talk to us about you're at death's door. Give everybody just a quick summary.
Absolutely. Thank you, David, for having me on again. And for those that don't know my story, I suffered a cervical fracture, a broken neck in a diving accident a few years back. I was living a very different life, a very sinful life, and I was not saved. And by God's grace, He spared me. So I dove into a swimming pool. I broke my neck. I was underwater. I drowned. And by his grace, he gave me another shot to do things all over again. I was rushed to Parkland Hospital, and where they did several surgeries. And over a period of 12 days, he healed my body enough for me to be released. And I've just dedicated my life to sharing the gospel.
That's awesome. I mean, it's just amazing that you're everything that happens to you. You have to think, well, okay, there's a real distinct purpose.
Absolutely.
Well, that's why we got to save you. Okay. I mean, absolutely. That's just amazing. So, I got something to share with you off camera. Okay. I think you really like that. Okay. I want to find out what the Holy Spirit's been doing in your life, because what happens for a lot of people, I think they don't understand. And one of the things that Johnny is embracing but encountering at the same time is you get called into ministry and you get like that kind of thing. And instead of it being like where they just blow trumpets for you and throw fruit at you, it typically, like with Jesus, you get called into ministry, out to the wilderness you go. So how's it been going? Have you been going through a little bit of wilderness journeying?
Well, you warned me that I began to get closer and closer to my time to come on to the show, that I might experience some additional spiritual warfare. And I did the first time I was on, and the second time it was quite a bit worse. And it's continued along those same lines, which leads me to what I want to talk about today, about dealing with spiritual warfare and dealing with succumbing to those temptations that Satan will often place in front of you to try to derail you off of the mission that God has called you for.
Fire away. Tell us what good, bad, and ugly. I mean,
amen.
Whatever it is.
Amen,
just
brother.
The more honest, the more brutal, the better. I mean, to be honest.
Amen. Well, with my accident, a lot of people know the story, but oftentimes people don't know what does it mean? Like, how does this this near-death experience or this death experience impact your life? How does it change your life? What do you need to do to make sure that you don't succumb to the things that led to my death experience? What led to my death experience was sin. I was living a very sinful life, and I was a womanizer. I was a violent person. You know, I did a lot of things that I shouldn't be doing. And the path that I chose was going to lead to some type of negative, destructive end. And in my case, death. But I want to read James 1:12-15. It says, "Blessed is the man who remains steadfast under trial. For when he has stood the test, he will receive the crown of life, which God has promised to those who love him. Let no one say he is tempted. Or let no one say when he is tempted, I am being tempted by God. For God cannot be tempted with evil. He himself tempts no one. But each person is tempted when he is lured and enticed by his own desire. Then the desire which it has conceived gives birth to sin. And the sin which is when it's fully grown brings forth death." I lived through that. My sin actually led to my death. It was, again, only by God's grace that my life was spared. So the message today is as you go through life and you deal with the sin in your life, they need to be addressed. All the sins need to be addressed. When you deal with the spiritual warfare, which might come in the form of a temptation, whether it be a sexual temptation, whether it be alcohol, drugs, whatever it is, The Word of God tells us that the wages of sin is death. And that is the absolute truth. If these things are not dealt with, they will end in only one thing, and that's destruction. And not only will it end in destruction here on earth, not only will it cause complete and total catastrophic chaos in our lives and in our lives here on earth, but the end result is an eternal death. So there's something to be said about that. You have to go back to the Word of God, and you have to attack the attacks that you get from Satan with the very Word of God.
That's excellent. Well, I think what people miss is behind all this, let me say it real carefully, behind all this stuff that everybody's seeing in the world and all of the politics and all that, everything that's going on everywhere in the universe, it's always coming down to this kingdom of God versus any other kingdom basis.
Absolutely.
And Satan is no dummy. He's been dealing with people since, let's say, the beginning. And so from that point of view, he drops stuff in our path to derail us all the time. I mean, if that dude, or whatever he is, if he said to Jesus, if you are the Son of God, if he did that to Jesus,
right? Amen.
What else is he not going to do? I mean, that's it, right? If he's telling the Son of God, well, if you're really the Son of God, everything else is on the table when it comes against temptation for us. What have you found? What have you found helps you rebound? You know what I'm saying by that?
Like,
absolutely. You know, you go through it, and it's like whether you do good or whether you don't do good, what helps you kind of go reset? You know, let's go again.
2 Corinthians 10:3-5. It says, for though we walk in the flesh, we do not wage war according to the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not flesh, but have divine power to destroy strongholds. We destroy arguments and every lofty opinion raised against the knowledge of God. And we take into captivity every thought that comes against the existence or the obedience of Christ. That is vitally important. We have to take our thought life into control. Whatever the temptation might be, if we allow Satan to literally rule our thoughts, then we will be defeated. So we simply take that thought as they come into captivity, and we literally demolish that thought.
You know what's great about that, that speaking that the way you did, is people don't realize that Satan, if it's not direct per se, it's through the worldly influences, it's through the fleshly influence, through all these different venues that we allow to hang out in our brain between our left and right ear, and he's utilizing that. I mean, Satan has an opening when there's sin, active sin. I mean, it's just like Jesus said, he has nothing in me, which is really important because he has in a lot of people.
Absolutely.
And that's a really, really excellent, excellent point. All right, we're going to have to break. We got to break at our normal break. So we're going to come back. I'm going to talk a little bit more about the spiritual warfare and how to approach it, how to attack it, and how to rebound from it if you fail. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. We'll be right back.
It's incredible. And it's never been done before. And you can be the first person in your neighborhood to win.
What is it?
It's a contest.
How do I play?
It's simple. And there's three ways to win. You can go to Facebook, type in David Spoon Media. And on any Facebook post, type in the word Jesus in the comment section. And it's free. You can also send an email to davidspoonmedia@gmail.com and write the word Jesus in the subject line. Or you can go to YouTube and give a comment on any video, but you have to use the word Jesus. This is your chance to win, and it's free.
What do I win?
You can win 100 thank yous right on air. It's incredible. It's unbelievable, but it's only for a limited time. Enter now. Here's a taste. Thank you for listening to the David Spoon Experience.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
It's because heaven is not some statuesque place where people go there and then freeze. Wait, I'm in heaven. I'm standing. Nope, I can't sit. Wait, no, I'm in heaven. I'm sitting. No, wait,
I can't stand. Where does that kind of concept of heaven come from? Well, is he standing or is he sitting? I'm going to go with he's doing both. He's standing on this one. He's sitting on this one. Over there, he could be doing a Scooby-Doo act. I don't know what he's doing. All I know is that heaven is not about frozen people that don't move. And if we don't get a better handle on what heaven is, we're going to lose our communication of our hope to a hope that's based on 72 virgins, which guarantees you after 73 times, it's not the fun it was the 72 times. It's so ridiculous. And that's the hope we're not winning on? You have got to be kidding me.
The David Spoon Experience.
Who is David Spoon? I have no idea. People have asked me about the David Spoon Experience. They wanted to know what I thought of him. Like any person searching for answers, I too have wondered about him, and here's what I know. He was born and raised Jewish, and after intense drug use, became a Christian. He has three children and almost 5 grandchildren. He has 3 separate ordinations from 3 different denominations and a summa cum laude for his BA degree in ministry and leadership, as well as a master's degree of theology studies. He has a weird sense of humor and talks a lot.
It's not a dissolver that will take stuff off. It's spot on, not spot off.
If people are seeking wisdom and insight from the great teachers around the world, would they go to David? No, I don't think so. And those big ears really don't help him. But would they enjoy his perspective on life, culture, politics, food, sports, local and national news? I don't know. I guess people were going to have to listen to find out. The David Spoon Experience, weekdays at 2 on 770 KAAM.
Oh, welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas.
Yeah, that was good. I like that here in Texas one. That was good.
2 things, 3 things, 4 things. There's always things. DavidSpoonMedia@gmail.com or DavidSpoonMedia.com. You can always click on, there is a link there that has, we have like 2,500 hours of podcasts. Pick a subject. I think we'll cover it. I think we've got a lot of that covered. We do have the address for the person. We're going to do one more trivia question, but I'm still reeling from yesterday, so I need a little bit of help. Okay, how about that? So let's just play a little trivia question. Here we go, because we didn't get this answer yesterday. There we go. Which Bible character put out a fleece for the Lord? Which Bible character put out a fleece for the Lord? Okay, this is in the Old Testament. Okay, as I can't give you everything on this, but Old Testament, which Bible character put out a fleece for the Lord? Now, don't call in just because you think you're going to get something, because you're probably not getting anything. I'm just saying, okay? 972-445-0770. The person did not do this that God would prove he was God. The person did this because they wanted to make sure that what they heard was from God. They had a lot of doubt. Oh, look at that. All the lines are lighting up. See, that's what I'm talking about. So you're gonna have to wait because they're on stall. That's good though that everybody's calling in, right? Do we have somebody? We do. This is David Spoon. What would you like with that pizza? Okay, I'm sorry. Who am I talking to?
Hey, you're a dandy, buddy.
Hey, how are you?
Yeah. Well, my guess is Gideon. I'm not sure, but I think Gideon.
That is correct, sir. You are a winner. Job. That's a good job, my friend, is Gideon. And you know what? He did it twice. He didn't do it once. He did it twice, right?
Yeah.
And then my wife said to me, even if you get a sign from God, you ask for another one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that sounds like testing the God, doesn't it? But anyway.
Exactly.
You're doing a great job. Appreciate your love.
I appreciate you calling in. That's a good answer. And it's a blessing to have you. And keep in mind, we're going to be doing some of these gifts. Some of these serious gift givens are coming on the trivia questions. You just stay right on it, okay?
Oh, I will. I love your show.
Okay.
I shouldn't say show. It's a ministry. I love your ministry. People would call and say, I love your program or your show. I mean, a show. It's not a show. It's either a program or it's a ministry. So anyway, I want to correct myself on that. But it's a great ministry. Thank you.
Oh, thank you, brother. God bless you. It's so nice when people say that. It's a great, great, great blessing. Thank you. All right. See, we get people that it's just cool.
Isn't that cool? That's cool.
Very cool.
All right.
Very
all right.
cool.
All right. Let me give a shout out to my very own Pamela. To Pamela!
In Napoli, where love is king, when boy meets girl, here's what they say. When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie.
That's Melchiono. That's right. Pamela Melchiono. That's how I do that. I am destroying that song, but I am having fun doing it. Here's the dealios. Very simple. TheBlessedRealtyCompany.com. That is the company she has. And I was writing this other commercial, and I needed to talk to her about it, but I told you yesterday that the basis of the commercial is she wants to make sure that people understand that what she's doing is part of her ministry. And what she does is unto the Lord, and she takes it seriously. She's no problem to contact her, talk to her, just get kind of a feel for what's going on in the real estate market without making any commitments. You don't have to sign anything or do anything. Just talk to her. Just talk to Pamela. She'll tell you. She'll walk you through it. She'll give you the idea. If you're thinking of selling your house, I used to have somebody that worked with me that helped with the algorithms on some of the programs online. They're cool, but they're not always accurate. There's some things they don't take into an account. Pamela will take all of that into account, and that's what you want. You want to work with somebody who gets it, but wants to give their heart, making sure they take care of people. 817-505-5541. 817-505-5541. TheBlessedRealtyCompany.com. Love it. And she also has a link to our website. So we're hanging out with Johnny Hill. And Johnny has, boy, talk about baptizing this guy in radio ministry. He came out of nowhere. We met, and it was just like the next thing you know, he's on. I'm telling you. So let's make sure everybody knows menofgodmoving.com, right? What's your phone number?
817-707-7672.
Yeah, it's amazing how you have to look at your own number on paper, right? Because you can't remember it.
I know, absolutely. It's terrible. I don't call it too often.
Well, that's it, right? Exactly. Exactly. There's only one number I call each and every day, six or seven times a day, and that's my wife. Which is why she turns her ringer off. Anyway, all right, it's true. All right, so talk to us. So if you have anything going on moving-wise, business-wise, are you guys still doing moving?
Absolutely. We are still full force in the moving industry. We move houses, apartments. We do commercial moving as well. And it is a full-fledged ministry for us.
Yeah.
We have migrated into the ministry for the elderly as of lately, and it's been awesome. Group of people that are getting up in age, and that really if there's a time where they need to hear the gospel, this would be the time.
Yeah.
Sometimes we move people, and the next call we get usually is to move their things out after they've gone on to be with the Father. So it's a really important ministry.
Yeah. Amen. No, it is huge. I'm really proud of you for doing that. That's
Amen,
really
brother.
Cool.
Amen.
And while you're going through this process, of course, the Lord's just chiseling away. I mean,
Amen.
I love you in the Lord. I just know what's some of it that's coming, and it ain't fun. It's not my fault, though. I wasn't trying to do anything bad. Trust me. Talk to me about rebounding. Let's say people go through a temptation. We only got like 4 minutes left on the show. This is why I need 2 hours. And you go through a temptation, and perhaps sometimes you don't do as well. What do you do? I mean, other people do, but how do you kind of go, okay, you know what? Let's pick it up. Let's start fresh. That freshness, is there anything in particular you go for that helps you, or is it more just the fellowship? I mean, it could be anything, but is there anything you do?
Absolutely. Repenting. Repenting is vitally important. As we go through our day with the moving industry, we deal with a lot of obstacles. Obviously, it's a very physical industry. The men that we use, most of them are ex-cons. Some of them are young guys that may be dealing with a case currently. So that's a big part of the ministry now. I didn't think it would have been in the beginning, but it is a big part of the ministry. And a lot of our temptations come because we're in the midst of a lot of other men who live in the world. They're coming out of the world, and we're teaching them about the ministry. So sometimes we'll be doing a Bible study before job, and we'll be talking about sexual temptation. And just as we start to begin our Bible study, a young girl might walk by with a really short miniskirt on. And so we get a lot of practical application.
Right on the spot.
Right on the spot. Right on the spot. And the simple solution is to deal with it.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people don't talk about the devil. They don't talk about Satan. But you have to deal with your enemy. You have to know your enemy. And Satan will tempt you depending on whatever you tend to be susceptible. Some people aren't affected by drugs, so they may not be tempted by that.
Right.
But whatever weakness you have, that's the area that Satan will try to attack in. And people have to be aware of that. They have to know themselves, know their weaknesses.
Good.
And know that they have to take those thoughts into captivity. They have to deal with it literally on the spot. And it's not something that you deal with one time and then, you know, it's a free flow after that. It's an ongoing process. At least for me, it is.
Yeah. No, that's a really good response. That's what I was saying, good too. Are you a quick repenter? I know that's a hilarious question, but some people, it's like they drag it out. Are you like that?
Absolutely, brother. For me, it's ongoing, 24 hours a day. There's a constant battle going on. And I'm my worst critic. And so I'm constantly checking myself. I have a list of checks and balances. And maybe I've said something to my wife that may have been a little off balance. Maybe it was more aggressive than I intended it. And those little things that you don't correct and you don't repent for, that they will affect you for the remainder of the day. Sometimes they can go on for weeks, months, if they're not dealt with. Unresolved sin is one of the most destructive things that we deal with.
Yeah.
So a constant repentance. You know, if you're dealing with new issues and new sins, just get back up. Repent.
Yeah.
And move on.
Yeah. One of the things I loved about King David, and one of the things you're going to get into that book, he understood what humble pie was and ate it often and quick. And sometimes that's a good thing. So we're at that last minute part, so I want to make sure that Johnny gets a plug for the business. menofgodmoving.com. That's their website, menofgodmoving.com. 817-707-7672. That's 817-707-7672. You can go on Facebook and type in Men of God Moving. It's Men of God Moving Christian Movers, but if you put in Men of God Moving, you're probably gonna get
it. It will come up. Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
Excellent job, my friend.
Thank you, brother.
You got a great gift in the radio realm. I'm happy to have you. I know I'm gonna have you back within the next 4 weeks, so I'm glad about it.
Well, God bless you and God bless this ministry.
Yep. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Going to take a 23-hour break, then come back. More Insanity with Spoonanity. Talk to you then.
The views expressed on the preceding program were those of the speakers and not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.